All right, now we're going to hit the phone line and visit with some officials from the Foster County Public Health Office. Lisa Hilbert joins us now, Foster County Public Health Nurse, and Danielle Keplin, Foster County Public Information Officer. Thanks, ladies, for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Okay, so Lisa, let's start with you this morning. Now, it looks like there's been a recent surge of COVID-19 cases in Foster County over the past few days. You know, we're being told that this is a result of testing and positive cases being identified at Golden Acres Manor and Estates of Carrington. So can you tell us about these recent events, Lisa?
Sure. I had the opportunity to visit with Mitch Page, who is the administrator at Golden Acres Manor and Estates last evening. And so he sends his regrets of not being able to join us today. But he did ask me to go ahead and share some information with you. Golden Acres Manor and Estates has conducted serial COVID testing for all residents, tenants, and staff, which was conducted on July 22nd. This was the facility's fourth testing event. The facility was notified by the North Dakota Department of Health in the last few days that positive COVID had been identified. That was identified in four staff, two manor residents, and one estates tenant. All of those known COVID positive individuals and their primary contact person have been notified of the results. The health and safety of the residents, tenants, and staff remains a top priority. Golden Acres is currently implementing additional safety measures for both buildings and identifying close contacts with any positive individual. Therefore, they are no longer scheduling visitation appointments. Additional information will be provided later this week via Foster County Public Health's Facebook page and in next week's newspaper edition of The Independent. Golden Acres will be conducting mandatory testing again on Saturday, August 1st. And please contact Golden Acres at 701-652-3117 with any additional questions.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Danielle, there's a mass testing event in Carrington, and that's scheduled tomorrow. And, of course, with all, you know, the events associated with the recent increase of positive COVID cases in Foster County, it seems like it's a pretty good time to be hosting the upcoming mass testing event for COVID-19, correct?
Yes, our Emergency Operations Center, we've been talking about the need for a mass testing event over the last few months. At times, we were not seeing much in reporting of positive cases here in the county. We had not been identified as a hot spot until just the last few days. It was decided that we should at least get a baseline of what was happening in our community. We have heard a lot of people who are asymptomatic, meaning that they are COVID positive but are exhibiting no symptoms and yet can spread the disease.
Now, Lisa, of course, mass testing event for COVID-19 in Carrington, and this is a free event, and it'll be held tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, so again, that mass testing event will be held tomorrow, July 28th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Foster County Fairgrounds. This event is open to all ages, and there is no cost, and no insurance information will be collected. We are asking for participants to enter into the south corner of the fairgrounds, which will be entering on 4th Street. We will not be having people entering using 3rd Street or 16th Avenue. Generally, those are pretty popular routes for people to get to the fairgrounds. And so we actually will have traffic control available to help assist people that are interested in getting tested.
Now, Danielle, you've been asking for pre-registration for this event. Why is, why are you asking for pre-registration? And how do residents complete the registration process?
Pre-registration does not secure a test for you. However, this process will allow you to access through the testing line much more quickly. There will be 300 tests available, and it will be based first come, first serve. It's also asked that you wear a mask to the event and to bring your driver's license with you. And please leave all pets at home. And also, you do not need to be a Foster County resident to be tested at this event. You can register. There's a number of ways you can register. You can, if you do not have a computer or a smartphone and you need assistance, you can call Jen Whitman. Her telephone number is 650-6167 or Colleen Sweet at 701-368-8774 or Ann Vandehoven at 701-652-3257. You can also pre-register at http://testreg.nd.gov. And of course, you can always call the public health office for any of that information.
Okay. Lisa, everyone wants to know what to expect when getting tested. So what types of swabs are available and how long does the swabbing process take?
Well, I'm excited to tell you that we have secured 300 oral, which is swabbing the back of the throat rather than the nasal swabs for the testing event tomorrow. These, remember, are not antibody testing, but rather these swabs are for a point-in-time test for the COVID-19 virus. Participants will basically, come through. They'll be asked to open their mouth and say, we'll go ahead and we'll swab. And that swabbing takes approximately 5 to 10 seconds to ensure that we're getting a sufficient sample from the back of their throat. The time from entry into the pre-registration area to getting the swab done and exiting is expected to take approximately 15 minutes. However, based on response to the event, wait times may vary. We also will have a pre-recorded message available to listen to while waiting in line, so you can tune into 1690 AM, and there will be a continuous 3-minute recording about the event and what to expect.
Okay, Danielle, how long will it take for the test participants to receive the results from the event tomorrow?
If you have a positive result, you'll be notified by phone within 24 to 72 hours. Negative results will be notified by phone within 3 to 5 days, but it may take longer depending on state lab processing. Just a reminder to participants to answer phone numbers that they may not recognize for results and for further instructions if testing positive. When testing positive, contact tracers will need to visit with you to help identify your close contacts.
Talking this morning with Lisa Hilbert, Foster County Public Health Nurse, and also Danielle Keplin, Foster County Public Information Officer. Anything else this morning? Lisa, let's start with you.
Yeah, our hope is just to see a lot of young and healthy people coming out to be tested at this event. We really want to see the true landscape of what is happening locally with the virus. Also in advance, I would just like to take this time to thank some of those partners that will be assisting us tomorrow. So thank you to the National Guard, our regional public health partners, and our local Foster County partners that will be assisting us in tomorrow's event. For any additional questions, please feel free to give us a call here at Foster County Public Health. You can reach us at 701-652-3087 or certainly follow us on Facebook.
Okay, and Danielle?
Just real quick, if you are planned to attend the event tomorrow and if you have any questions on how to pre-register, it is highly encouraged, again, that you pre-register. And if you need any of the websites or contact information on people that can assist you, please reach out to the public health office.
All righty. Well, sounds good. Well, thanks, Lisa and Danielle, for joining us. And once again, that event tomorrow at the Foster County Fairgrounds from 2 to 6 p.m., right?
Sounds good. Hope to see you all there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Greg.
Yep, you bet. Bye-bye. All right, this morning on the phone line, we're glad to be joined by Lisa Hilbert, Foster County Public Health Nurse, and Danielle Keplin, Foster County Public Information Officer, and talking about COVID-19 testing. And so that's being held at the Foster County Fairgrounds in Carrington tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Free COVID-19 testing, open to all ages. Make sure to pre-register, and that's highly encouraged. And you can visit the website testreg.nd.gov. If you do not have a computer or a smartphone and need assistance with pre-registration, contact Jen Whitman, 701-650-6167, or Colleen Sweet, 701-368-8774, or Ann Vandehoven at the Carrington Senior Citizen Center, 701-652-3257. 300 tests will be available. It's a first-come, first-serve. The event is open to all ages. It's free, and health insurance not processed. Proof of residency not required. And it'll be PCR swab testing will be offered at the event as well. So face coverings are encouraged and appreciated. You'll be notified if you come back positive with a positive result. Will be notified by phone within 24 to 72 hours. So make sure to get registered right now. TestREG. So TESTREG.nd.gov. And get pre-registered for that tomorrow in Carrington at the Foster County Fairgrounds, located on the west edge of town from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.